This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
BJ and Jamie.
And here we go. Hello. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live from the KALC Studios, Denver, Colorado. Alice, 105.9. And on the Odyssey app, it's a free app for your phone. Beautiful Belco Studios. Man, a lot going on this morning. First of all, let me start out with Turd Tuesday. Today is Turd Tuesday.
Oh,
happy
yeah.
Turd Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Turd Tuesday.
Happy. Good morning, Carson.
Good morning, BJ.
How you doing?
Not good.
Yeah. The avalanche, I'll take it.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah. The pressure's on. Pressure's on. We'll get to that just a little bit later on. But down, what, 3-2?
Yep.
Games? Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. The pressure is on. Good morning, Spadell.
Spadell,
you're not on. Hello, Spadell. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
We've got a technical issue. Spadell, you're not on.
Oh, he's throwing his hands up.
It's not working.
Oh, it's a Turd Tuesday for sure.
Hey,
let's go.
Come in here and take a look. Make sure I got the board. I got the board. I think it, well, I know it. It's not that hard. Just two buttons.
Oh, no.
Your microphone not working?
Yeah, it's not working.
Yeah. Some Weisenheimer, they sabotaged you this morning, didn't they?
Happy Turd Tuesday.
That's because it's Turd Tuesday at my house this morning. I think it is. All crap. AWW crap. Allcrap.com. Coming to my house to pick it up. Picking up all the dog crap.
I can't believe you're paying someone to come pick up your dog. But
it's gotten out of control. All right, we'll get to that just a little bit later on. I'm very relieved this morning.
Why is that?
Man, I was panicking last night. You know me. I feel like I'm going to win that Colorado Lotto. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
That thing was $12 million, right at $12 million last night, and I forgot to buy the tickets.
No, you didn't.
I forgot, and I thought about it about, I don't know, 4 o'clock or so. But my son, Frog, he's 7, he had my phone. So I thought, you know, when I get my phone back, I'll buy me some tickets on the Jackpocket. And when I got my phone back, I forgot about it. And then about 7:30 last night, it dawned on me that I forgot to buy my ticket.
Right at the cutoff.
You know me. I feel like I'm going to win that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. That $12 million right there, folks, don't even buy a ticket because that money is mine. I'm going to win that. So I forgot to buy the ticket. So I sweated it all last night. I couldn't get it off my mind.
You're just obsessing about it. Like, it's going to happen tonight.
This state lottery, which I think is easier to win than the other lotteries on here, the Powerball and the Mega and all that crap.
Your odds are definitely better.
Yeah, I think they're better. And so I like to focus on that one. And $12 million is plenty for Beach. Oh, yeah, it's perfect for me, okay? So I really have zoned in on this and plan on winning it. But, man, when I forgot the tickets last night, I was in a full-on panic. I'm like, oh, no. Watch what happens. Somebody's going to win this sucker. And I wake up this morning. Nobody won.
No one won. Good morning, Jamie. I even bought tickets last night.
How you doing?
Hi. Good. How about those avalanche?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we brought that up just a couple minutes ago.
I know that.
It's not funny. It's not funny.
Yeah, he's having a bad day today.
How about those avalanche?
Woo! They could come back. We'll see what happens.
I've just never met a bigger sports fan in my life than Carson is with the avalanche. I mean, like, loves them, breathes them,
and I hate it because I really do take it personally. I try not to.
I know, like,
and
he's
I talk
obsessed.
To myself, but it's like I immediately I wake up in a bad mood because I know it was just miserable last
he's
night.
Like the barrel guy of the football, you know, football with the Avalanche.
Barrel
like,
guy.
I mean, he's remember the barrel guy?
Yeah, the Broncos, legend.
Yeah, you're like that guy. Like, I honestly have never been this close to somebody that is obsessed with the team.
Yeah.
And he is obsessed. I mean, he dresses his daughter up in Avalanche stuff.
I know.
And she's a little girl.
He has hockey-themed parties.
I know.
For a three-year-old.
I know.
Look, who the hell does that?
I know, a hat-trick party.
I love the Tennessee Vols. I mean, I love them. But I don't dress Frog up and throw Tennessee parties for him.
Obviously you're not that big of a fan.
All right, getting started on a Tuesday. Not just any Tuesday, a third Tuesday.
Yeah, it's
remember
third
that?
Tuesday. I'm very excited about that.
Coming to the house today. I'm looking forward to it.
I know you are.
I'm supposed to get a text at any moment. I'll stop any song that we're playing just to let everybody know that I got my text.
Okay, about what? Third Tuesday?
Yeah, when they're showing up.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. Oh, you don't have to be there.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
Well, my wife's there.
Gotcha.
She works from home. So.
Right.
So she's there.
Oh,
so.
That's right. How's that going?
Actually, it's going very smooth.
Oh, good.
Very
good.
Smooth.
Okay.
Yeah. I didn't expect it to.
I
thought
didn't
it'd crash and burn. I really did. And I thought within the first 2 weeks, I'd be ready just to move out.
Yeah, I thought so too.
And, I mean, I'm not ruling that out yet.
Well, right. Okay.
We're not going to rule that out.
Fair.
But as far as the inconvenience of it all, it's not really, it's not been a problem.
Okay,
that's
good.
Because she's got her own office, Jamie, and she shuts the door.
And so you don't have to
will
be part
not,
of-
does not want me to come to that door at all, which I love. Okay?
Perfect. Yeah.
It's perfect. The only time she shows her face is when it's time to eat lunch.
Oh, gotcha.
And then she'll come out and get her a bite to eat, and then back, boom, right straight to the office.
This is perfect.
BJ's on the couch watching horse racing. Everything's great.
Okay.
Everything's
all right.
Great.
Well, that's
so
good.
So we've got no problem so far.
Because I thought there was going to be like a honey-do list.
No. I knock out a lot of things on the weekend, so I think that gives me a little bit of time through the week.
Yeah, all right.
But I did expect worse. I really did.
We all did.
Oh, I expected
worse. I thought you were going to be her, like, Uber Eats.
I've gone to get a sandwich a couple of times. But
not every day. That's good.
Not what I thought it would be.
Good.
The only criteria.
Oh, here
the only problem.
I thought we were taking a break.
Well, I'm on a roll. The only thing is, I have to pick up the kid at school more frequently. Okay.
Oh, woe
and,
is me.
Yeah. That's
from somebody that had to do it every single day for his entire life.
Yeah. Right. I don't know if you meant that as a dig or not.
I did.
But well, it was on her way home from work.
I know, but you have to get up off the couch.
Yeah. So I have to get up off the couch. Often being woken up. Got to take a nap, you know.
Yeah, right.
Often I get woken up and it's like time to go get Frog at school. That's the only thing that's been a real
so
speed
hard
bump so
getting
far.
Getting in that car driving.
Well, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, traffic.
Know. Oh, it's so hard.
Jamie, you don't want to live in my shoes?
Nobody does.
All right, now we'll take a break.
Okay, all right. Man, they're all over the Avalanche on the news, too.
Are they?
Yeah.
Can we turn this off?
I know, was this really bad or something?
It was, it was a disaster. They scored with 9 seconds into the game. It was just bad puck luck. Really
bad
was.
Puck luck.
Yeah.
Have you heard of puck luck?
I've heard it all morning. Jamie,
My friend even is in St. Louis, and he's sending me memes.
It was the first two goals were just flukes. It was a disaster.
I was still in bed, and he's sending me memes.
Yeah,
I was like, what? Why?
It was not a good night.
I've heard bad puck luck since 4:30.
Yeah, have you really?
Yeah, over and over.
I guess it's really bad. It was
bad
really bad.
Puck luck.
When did the Nuggets play again?
Tonight.
Okay.
Tonight. Right.
Well,
Nuggets and the Clippers, game five there. Now, if they don't win tonight, their pressure's on, too.
Yeah, they'll be in the same boat.
They've got, but they're playing at home.
Gotcha.
So they're at Ball Arena. Last night's game with the Avs was in Dallas. They come back here on Thursday. So they should be in a position to actually tie this thing up.
Yeah.
But the Nuggets play at home tonight. So they need this one bad. If they lose tonight, they're a gun. They're done.
Oh, they're actually out of the
they
thing.
They will be.
Well, oh,
I mean,
but they won't
they're
be.
Within a game, but
okay.
They got to go back
but
to L.A.
Not. But
okay.
Not. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but they're pretty much done if they lose tonight at home. All right, BJ and Jamie Morning Show. It is a Tuesday. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Yes, it's going to be kind of stormy later today, they say.
I have sad news, and I know nobody cares, but I'm only going to tell you really fast.
What?
Okay, because it's boring. Well, you know how I busted my ass and I planted all those plants and aspen trees and all that stuff?
Yeah.
Where my cabin is, it rained and then got down to 29 degrees.
Froze.
Oh.
Probably. I didn't go check on it. They're not rooted. I mean, they're not settled in the ground.
It's going to be touch and go.
touch
and go. So who knows? Who knows?
I'm so sad because now you know that rained and that rain froze on top of all the stuff.
Down to 29?
29.
No kidding.
Yeah, at the river.
How'd you know that?
Because I asked Alexa what the temperature was at the river.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. She said Alexa knows?
Yep. She said it was 29 degrees.
Alexa lives down there?
She has the address.
she's a squatter?
Yeah.
Alexa's a squatter down at the cabin.
By the way, did you see the newest squatting phase? Oh,
no.
My God. At RV storage places.
No.
Yeah.
You mean they break into these gated areas where
yes.
the people store these
store
things?
Store the RVs, and they're living in people's RVs.
That's actually genius.
That's a great idea. Great idea. Oh, yeah. Because you got to figure that people that they store these RVs, like the non-perishable food items, they leave them inside
yeah,
there.
Yeah, right.
I mean, when we borrowed Tony's that time,
yeah.
I mean, he had tons of food and stuff in there.
Right.
I mean, it was canned stuff,
goods,
but,
yeah.
but you can live off that.
Yeah, for sure.
Because they have a can opener.
Yeah.
So it's all good. Oh, that's a great
Isn't
move.
That crazy?
Yeah.
It is smart.
I've thought about getting an RV and putting it in the driveway and live in it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have thought about that
before.
It'd
be before. Like your man cave.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got a feeling. I got a neighbor that's got an RV.
Yeah.
And his RV never moves. It sits there all the time. I think he's living in it. I really do.
Really?
I think he lives in it and his wife lives in the house.
And they allowed the RV on the street like that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, they look the other way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. My neighborhood's not as strict
as
yours.
That's when you get a volunteer HOA. That's true.
Yeah, volunteer
yeah,
HOA.
We don't really, and you don't even have to join it at all. I mean, $75 a month or a year.
Yeah.
$75 a year.
See,
but yeah, I think he lives in it.
That's the one good part about having a real live HOA is like that would never happen in our neighborhoods, Carson's either.
No.
Yeah, but see, I mean, I think some people would mind it. I think that for me, it doesn't bother me at all that thing sits out there.
No, I wouldn't think it would. You.
Yeah, no, it doesn't bother me at all. And I don't think it does my neighbors either.
Yeah.
But I think he lives in it. I swear. I see him going to it every day.
You should go talk to him. Be his friend. You guys can have coffee
might,
in there.
I might move in.
Right?
See if he'll rent it out to me if he's not. I got to boast about Jamie.
What?
No, I don't know if I want to do it here, though.
What? Boasting?
Yeah, I'm going to boast about you.
Oh,
I'm going to boast about you.
Know
you know what? I think I'm going to have to save it, though.
Oh,
yeah, I think I'll do it later on.
You're going to say something nice about me?
I was going to.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Is that going to be hard for you?
Well, you notice I'm pushing it off. Thinking that I might change my mind at some point, okay?
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
You don't remember what it is?
I do now.
You do now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'll wait.
Okay.
I think I'll wait. Have you seen this story?
But he asked not to have it told, though.
Well, screw that.
He shouldn't have said anything
no.
in here then.
We're talking about you being able to do it, not
okay.
me.
Okay.
All Once right. I find out about it, it's on the air,
right.
man. You
okay.
know me.
Yeah, all right.
Anything for material, baby, I run with it, okay?
Yeah, I mean, all this time,
it's,
this poor
it's,
guy.
It's all about the show for me. You know, you can tell me not to say anything.
Yeah.
I'm on the air with it the next day.
That's true.
You
That's
know?
True, yeah.
Have you seen this story of this missing hairstylist?
No. Is it? You know what? I saw it yesterday. They can't find her. Yeah, I did kind of.
You did see it?
Well, I saw it on the news. I didn't know that she was a hairstylist.
Well, Denver 7 is the first that I've seen cover this. Not on TV, but on their website. This woman's been missing for 2 weeks.
Yeah, because one of her friends is putting flyers everywhere, right?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everywhere. Nobody's talking
I
about
know.
It. I know. I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't either, because I
I'm
didn't even know she was a
confused on this. She's a hairdresser.
Yeah.
And she's like, what was her name? Jax?
Yeah, Jax Gratton. She's 34.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me play this for you real quick.
Friends and family say this was the last known photo taken of Jax while she was heading out around 10 o'clock at night on April 15th.
No one knows who she was meeting, who picked her up.
Her mother says she grew concerned when she didn't hear from her daughter for a few days.
Jax calls me when great things happen and when bad things happen and every single holiday. She has never missed a holiday.
Loved ones say it's all extremely out of character for Jax, especially that she would leave her beloved cat without care and leave her medication behind.
I am just worried for her life.
Denver police say detectives remain in communication with the family and are working diligently on the case.
I saw this story for the first time over the weekend, and for some reason it stuck with me. And I've been watching for it to come on TV. Nobody's talking about it, and I can't figure out why. I don't know if there's an inside something going on. I don't know.
Yeah, that's really bizarre. I do love her friend. I have to tell you that, because her friend has been vigilant and, like, you know, just going everywhere. And maybe that's even her mom. I don't know. I because it didn't have sound on.
I think it's her roommate.
Oh, it's a roommate?
I read yesterday that she has a roommate. It's a guy. And that this guy is really concerned, and he had been looking for her.
I saw a woman, and she was just putting flyers everywhere.
That might be her mom, then. Yeah. That's a little bit different, I guess. But for some reason, this thing's not getting a lot of media attention. So I just thought I'd bring it up today in case anybody's seen her or you got any information whatsoever. I mean, she's a young lady, the hairstylist, and just vanished.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Went out for an evening, said I'll be back in a few hours, and never returned. And they have no idea. They have no idea where she was.
Hmm. Yeah, that's sad, too.
Isn't it weird?
Creepy.
It is creepy.
Yeah.
And to me, it's like stories like this normally are plastered everywhere.
And the fact that she didn't come back and take care of her cat.
Yeah.
She calls her beloved cat.
Something's gone wrong.
Yeah.
Big time.
Because you would, at least if you were staying at a guy's house or something like that, you'd call somebody and go, hey, can you go over and take care of my cat?
Absolutely.
What's her name again? Jax?
Jax.
Mm-hmm. Jax?
Yeah.
All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. Tabloid trash is coming up.
Grab a hold of something. It's going to be a wild ride through Jamie's stream of consciousness.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Everybody lost their minds yesterday. Lost their freaking minds.
Over what?
You didn't hear?
I didn't lose my mind.
What?
I feel like I missed an opportunity to lose my mind.
God. People were abuzz, going crazy.
About what?
Oh, my God. You didn't hear?
Tell me.
You didn't hear?
I don't think so.
It was so crazy.
Tell me.
And I had theories. I'm sure you guys, well, you might not have. Cause...
I didn't know. I didn't know what I have a theory. I can come up with a theory very quickly, though.
Travis Kelce.
Oh.
Unfriended Ryan Reynolds.
Whoa.
I didn't hear that.
Yeah, it happened.
Are you sure?
Yeah, it happened.
What's your source?
It's TMZ.
No,
over the place.
No. I can't buy that.
I mean, now
that's
are you losing
not a Travis
mind?
Kelce move.
I don't.
Well, I got to believe it. It's got to sink in. It's not sunk in.
Happened.
He unfriended.
By.
Yep. Gone.
Gone. Now, what does that say to you?
I would have come to work this morning if I'd heard this yesterday. I would have stayed home.
See? You're losing your mind.
Until the air clears.
Yeah. It's insane, isn't it?
Whoa.
Yeah. I know. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
What?
What do those two have in common? What is it that...
What do they not have in common?
I'm lost. What?
Are you crazy?
What? Am I crazy?
They double dated all the time.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, they double dated?
Yes. And Blake and Taylor were besties.
No
besties?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. How did you not even know this?
I will tell you this. I'm really angry now.
Yeah, because Blake Lively used Taylor in the whole thing.
That's right.
Remember
that's
with
right.
Justin
Baldoni?
Yeah,
the angriest building.
Justin Belko.
Yeah, I got you.
That's all I can
okay.
see. Anyway, yeah, and she called, what did she call Taylor? Her
dragon.
Her dragon. Mm-hmm.
Blake calls
Taylor
her dragon.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Like fire breathing.
Like her person that can take
dragon.
Care of
like
everything.
You don't want to mess with me because I got a dragon. Because
I got Taylor. Yeah.
Is that like a new thing
no.
that people are saying?
No, you're fine.
Like
on
you're
that
my
one.
Dragon?
No, you're fine on that one.
Oh, okay. That one's out there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, she was just saying like, listen, because Taylor's my friend, Justin,
right.
You need to back off because I got the dragon.
So is this telling me, now let me just take it from
okay,
a
sure.
layman's terms, okay? Because obviously I'm not up to par on all this. So does that tell us that Travis and Taylor are siding with Baldoni?
Well, it's they don't even have to side with him. It just tells us they're real mad and that they don't like that she used him as a dragon
yeah.
name and that she has to testify or she has to be deposed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're cutting off ties altogether.
Yeah, they're just mad because
this
bitch used her. And she found out she's not a real friend.
Well, I wouldn't want somebody go in to give a deposition when they're mad at you.
I know. That's bad.
That's a bad move.
That is a really bad move.
You don't want that.
Here is Billy Bush's take on all of it. Number one.
Huge breaking news. Travis Kelce unfollows Ryan Reynolds. What? The besties are done. This is major. I mean, he had to know that would be noticed, right? You can't casually unfollow Ryan Reynolds. He's sending a message. He's standing by his lady. They don't like this. You know what they want? They want what everyone else wants. They want an apology. Blake has missed an opportunity every time to apologize and own this thing. If you own it early and completely, it goes away. Just happened with this kid, right? The coach's son who prank called Shedeur Sanders. I don't think it's going to be long-lasting hell for the kid because he owned it completely and he owned it early. It was stupid as hell. He's a college kid. He's an idiot. But he owned it entirely. See, that's where Blake goes wrong, and I think Travis is saying enough's enough. The longer you drag this on, you drag everybody in, including my lady, T. Swift.
Yeah.
I mean, you can't say it any better than
you
that.
You can't. That's why I just let him do all the talking. No. Yeah.
Damn. Oh, I didn't expect this morning.
I know.
Holy
yeah,
cow.
Yeah, it's big.
This was supposed to be a happy turd Tuesday.
It was, but
and
this
now
is
we have this.
This is big. Like, we could spend the whole show on this. It's that big.
We won't, though. We won't. No, I don't think we will.
I mean, we won't.
We could, but I don't think
we
will.
Come on.
Yeah, maybe the next 3 minutes.
Did you just look at your watch?
Yeah. The next 3 minutes. I just want to make sure.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, this is big news.
Yeah, this is crazy. Wow. I mean, that tells me that they're not speaking at all.
Yeah.
You know, when you unfollow somebody, that's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know who unfollowed me, and I still it makes me laugh? Paul.
Paul?
He's so stupid.
He unfollowed you?
He's like a
really?
Little teenage kid. I was like, well, okay,
what
Paul.
What the heck happened there?
Because we got into a disagreement at the golf course. Yeah. And so he's like, I will unfollow you. He's so stupid.
I need to unfollow somebody. I don't have anybody to unfollow.
Well, unfollow Paul.
All right.
Before he does it to you.
Okay.
Beat him to the punch.
I'm going to follow you, Spadil.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to take it personally?
Yeah, I'll be really sad. I only have like 500 Twitter followers. I'll be down to 499.
Yeah. Trust me, it is devastating when that happens.
I don't think I've ever unfollowed anyone. Well, ever.
Even people I don't like, I still follow.
Yeah.
Like, it's just...
I didn't even know how to unfollow. I'd have to go look it up on DuckDuckGo.
All right, anyway. Oh, this is crazy, too. This is the other story. The Bill Belichick fallout from being with his girlfriend, Jordan Hudson. They're trying to do an intervention to Bill Belichick. They're saying that it was so embarrassing and humiliating. You know how she interrupted the whole interview? Well, I guess behind the scenes, not only did she interrupt the whole interview on camera, but even off camera, she flipped out. She ran out of the whole set and she delayed the production by 30 minutes. And then she got mad at Bill because he didn't chase after her when she got mad at production and left the room.
Yeah.
And so it's just a...
Yeah, I don't think that his friend stuff with the intervention is going to work, you know. He really is into this girl.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's going to work.
Well, I think it would take his 3 kids. He has 3 kids that are grown.
Yeah.
And I think they'd be like, Dad, give me a break.
Yeah.
Although my dad was with somebody that was crazy and way younger than my dad. And my sister and I were like, well, if he's happy.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's at that point in life. Yeah. Do whatever makes you happy, Dad.
I mean, he's 70, what, 75 years old?
73.
I mean, give the guy a break. I mean, let him just do whatever he wants to do. As long as he's got the will figured out that she doesn't take all the money, that's the main concern
exactly.
here. Other than that, let the guy play.
But they're saying, though, it's ruining his reputation as the world's best coach.
I don't think it looks good for him.
Yeah.
And especially in his new role as the head coach at North Carolina, I think it kind of tanks his credibility just a bit. Like he's got too much going on the side to concentrate on his job.
Oh, that's true, too.
You know?
Yeah. CBS aired Hudson interrupting Belichick when he was asked how they first met, and they're calling it an excruciatingly awkward scene on Sunday morning. It went viral and sparked widespread humiliation for the NFL's greatest coach.
I'm convinced this girl was an escort.
Yep, me too.
I'm convinced on that because nobody's denying that. Nobody.
No, nobody's like...
It's being said over and over again, and nobody's come out to deny it.
But let's talk about how Travis Kelce unfollowed Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know how you do that.
I mean, like, I that is crazy.
No, I don't know how you unfollow is what I meant. I don't know how you do that. I don't know.
You go into settings.
I'll bet you that Ryan Reynolds has never been unfollowed by anyone.
Anyone in his whole life.
Ever in his life. Yeah. He doesn't know how to handle this.
No, because this is devastating news.
Oh, yeah.
This says that the world's most popular woman, right, which is Taylor Swift, doesn't support Blake. That's bad.
Terrible. Just terrible.
And the worst thing is, they're never going to be invited to another Chiefs game ever.
Ever. Ever, ever,
no
ever.
Sweets. No Taylor Sweet.
And nothing. The birthday party out she has out the, like, Hamptons or wherever that place is, no more of that.
Man.
She has water slides and stuff. Just snacks.
Yeah, I wasn't prepared for this. Crazy.
None
what
of it.
A revelation.
I know you're being facetious.
No, I'm not.
But let me tell you, it really does change a lot of things that people are saying, like, oh no, Taylor really isn't backing Blake. Like, this makes it bad.
Yeah.
And like you said, going into a deposition knowing somebody hates you?
Yeah, that's not
bad. That's bad.
I wouldn't want that.
No, me either.
You see, what you want to do is you want to get her on your side before she goes in for that deposition.
Yeah.
You want to make sure that she's happy, start buying her stuff, you know, take her out for cocktails.
What's that fruit on the stick?
Edible
thing?
Arrangement.
Edible arrangement. Yeah.
Yeah, you gotta mend that before she goes. Then after she comes out of the deposition, because that's all, you know, under oath, then you can just drop her like a hot potato.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you make pineapple into the shape of a tulip, it fixes everything.
Yeah. Yeah, she needs to get on that today.
Do they still have edible arrangement?
Yeah,
they sure do, yeah.
Oh, wow, look at you two with the knowledge.
Yeah. Well, they're not going anywhere with a product like that.
Come on.
Where the hell are you going?
You're going to be in business forever.
Thank you. What the hell?
With a product like that. You're right. My bad. All right, I'm done. There you go. Doubling trash.
Common sense, Jamie. I am the king of common sense.
Yes, you are.
All right, did you guys hear what Boomer Esiason, you know who he is, right?
The
Boomer
blonde Esiason, guy? Yeah.
Blonde guy, NFL. Did you hear what he said yesterday?
No.
He said all the NFL owners were in cahoots.
With what?
Shador.
It was all conspiracy.
Oh, really?
What he said.
Holy hell.
Got the audio. We'll play it next.
That's crazy.
They all called each other.
And said, don't do it.
Drop him from your list.
Wow.
I didn't see this coming.
Me either. It's just like Ryan Reynolds. My God.
Yeah, he got unfollowed.
It's crazy.
Shador got unfollowed by all the NFL.
I hadn't heard
this. That's what he's claiming.
Do you think it's true?
And they say, I don't know. But for him to go on, that's what he says, right, Spadil?
Yeah, he basically says that. Yeah. You have to kind of infer it, but that is what he's saying.
Or
yeah.
Did he?
Well, when you hear the audio,
when you hear it, you'll think that's
and not
what he
only
said.
That, they say Tom Brady's in on this.
What?
Yeah.
What?
That's what I read yesterday.
Tom Brady?
Tom Brady. Tom Brady, you know, is a part
he's
owner.
Part owner. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Out with the Vegas group.
Or Vegas.
That he talked to most of the owners with Vegas and said, get him off the list. We don't want him. We don't want him.
It's crazy.
It is wild.
Yeah. Well.
All right. We'll be right back.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because, like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series. where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.